The tunnel was dug with explosives. Throughout the tunnel, you can see traces of drills. These 1 meter deep holes are drilled into the rock. Around 15 of them were needed, forming an arc to calibrate the tunnel. A charge was then placed at the bottom of each hole to explode the rock. Then we had to remove the rubble using the pickler and the cart on display at the reception. They thus advance at the speed of 1 meter per day. You may have noticed on the left wall small blue and white signs with numbers going from 1 to 1. This is the distance that separates us from the entrance in 10 meters. In 1953, explorers made the topography of the tunnel, the precise plan of the cave. EDF recovers the measurements from the explorers in order to determine the precise position of the chamber. They calculate that they must dig 300 meters straight to reach La Verna. In 1956, they dig 330 meters of tunnel, but the room was not there. They will then dig in several directions to look for it. First, more than 200 meters to the right, then 70 meters straight, and finally 200 meters to the left. There, after 200 meters, they arrive in a small cave where a stream flows. But it is not the expected river. There is not enough water to make electricity. This little cave is Arpedia. Explored by geologists and speleologists, it today reaches more than 22 kilometers of development. Having not found the room, EDF will then finance a new speleological exploration in order to create a new topography of the network. It was not until 1960 that the exact location of the room was known. After correcting their error, they resumed work and arrived in La Verna at the end of the 1960s. Their error is linked to a poor orientation of the plan. To create a topography, we use a compass which indicates the magnetic north. However, magnetic north depends on the axis of rotation of the Earth, which moves regularly. Thus, the magnetic north indicated by compasses shifts all the time. It's tiny, but enough to create a significant error. So, to avoid errors, we convert magnetic north into geographic north, which is fixed. This confusion between the two norths generated an error of more than 300 meters, so it is not 300 but 660 meters that we must travel to reach La Verna.